All right, so remember, there's a website called Crossing Broad that, you know, like talks about sports media in Philadelphia, and that they said, you know, how terrible the list of best sports talk shows must be because we were number one, because I hung up on that guy in Carolina. But so they heard us talking about it, and you know, they got excited about it, whatever. But I do want to say this. Because what does he say about something about mispronounce? Oh, Eddie, I love how all these guys pretend to stumble over Cataldi's name as if they've never heard of him before. They know who he is. Everyone in sports radio knows who he is. Do you know who Cataldi is?
Here's why I know. And it was because I know somebody from Philadelphia, and he introduced me to his friend as this guy's in a show. They're like the Angelo Cataldi of Boston. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea whether that was an insult or a compliment.
That guy's a legend. There.
Yeah, but how the hell would I... Like,
we've talked about him before.
But I have a question for you. Like, okay, fine. Yeah, we've probably talked about him before off air. But, like how is it so ridiculous that I wouldn't know who he is? Like who the hell knows who he is? Like what is there, like a sports radio, message board that we're all on that we're supposed to, we're all chatting each other up?
Dan, do you not remember that we were supposed to do a somewhat of a simulcast with them?
No.
We were supposed to, okay, here's...
Well, I don't remember talking to Tom
happened.
Brady.
This is in Minneapolis, I remember.
That's right, we played that Tom Brady clip, and Fred doesn't even remember talking to him.
No,
that's right.
Okay. We were in Minneapolis. I remember.
Okay, so
John,
what happened?
John and Rich. So we were supposed to hook up with them and do, you know, somewhat of this. We were going to be on their air, and they were going to be on ours. It was when the Patriots were playing the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Fair enough.
And we came out of our stop set, and I could hear them in queue, and they were already on the air, and they were waiting for us. And he was not having it because you don't wait for him, you know, you don't make him wait. So then he basically bailed on us, and they were like, "No, we're not doing it. We're not doing it because you pricks." Couldn't be on time. You know, we said 9 o'clock and now it's 9:01 and you guys aren't ready to go.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Yeah. Okay, dude, fine.
I'm surprised that I don't remember that.